Hello, this is Kieran.
Hi, Karen. This is Sheldon Benjamin speaking. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
All right, this is a good time. Are you available?
Yes.
Okay. Karen, I wanted to talk to you about your request you put in for the refund. Can you kindly clarify what exactly happened that led up to, you know, you asking for this refund?
Well, it's been ongoing issues. I had a lot of problems with, like, the first lady that I was working with.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember her name, Lisa or something.
Lisa Taylor, yeah.
Yep, a lot of problems with her. I had various problems with the people, the guys that were calling me about the copywriting fees. Very
mm-hmm.
aggressive. They wouldn't leave me alone. I went to the bank multiple times over the copywriting stuff. It was a huge, very, very inconvenient for me to have to go to the bank multiple times and transfer money. And then someone called me on Friday, I believe, and was talking about the marketing stuff and needed me to transfer more money. And it's just ongoing stuff.
Wait. Let me just check something up and clarify here. We aren't actually pressurizing you for anything. Anything we bring up to you doesn't necessarily have to be done. As I told you before, if they're being aggressive with it, then be very straightforward with them that, no, I'm not doing this. Stop saying that, and that's closed. If you feel like it's aggressive, you can always come talk to your project manager, who at this time is me. Okay? It's...
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, this was overall standard procedure that we used to do. If it came off as aggressive, I apologize for that. I didn't know that is what happened. Because I was also looking at your message. You were saying very aggressive tactics, but this is just something we generally do because these are services we offer. This is not something you have to subscribe to in order to get your work done. It's like, you know, a general thing, an extra service we offer. And
the amount of times that you call over again, that's very aggressive. I mean, I hung up one guy. It was so bad.
Uh-huh. So I think your last conversation happened with Ethan Hale. What did he say? What was he saying, talking about?
I'm sorry. I don't remember who people are and what their names are. If that's the person that called me on Friday, again, that was...
Yeah.
Yep, aggressive, and you know, wanted me to go to the bank again, transfer money, like, needs to know exactly how much money I have today in my account to spend on marketing. Yeah, I'm just done. I am sick of this process. I'm done. I want no further contact with anybody at the company. I want to move on. I'll find another company to deal with to help me write this book.
Sure, we were finally, you know, we were finally getting on track and we're getting things done piece by piece. Like, if you want to have no calls from anyone from the company talking about any service, I can get that arranged. That's not a problem.
That's not what I want. I want a refund and I want to be done with it. That's what I want. And that's what I was told in the beginning, that that's fine. If I wasn't happy with anything in particular, then I could request a refund. And I am not happy. I have not been happy with really almost anything that's been done.
Even the work? Is there a problem with, like, aside
I don't. I think the book is really subpar writing. I mean, it's so hard for me to try to revise stuff because it's such a mess. It takes me so long to sit and think about how to rewrite all this because it's such a mess all the time. And I just don't have the time to sit and spend hours and hours rewriting stuff. Like, I just don't have that kind of time. Maybe I just need to write it myself and not deal with anybody else at this point.
I completely understand, Kieran, but we offer the services that we have because we thought that the reason we offer revisions was so that you can just highlight, okay, these are the sections that need work and we'll just do them for you. That is, it's not necessary that you have to sit down and clear out all the works. If there's a problem with the writer, you can always highlight it and we can get the team changed in order to cater to that specific problem.
Yeah,
because sometimes the writer can't fully grasp the emotion that writer, that the author is trying to put into the book. That's why we have multiple writers on board.
Is this company based in the United States? I haven't talked to anybody that seems like they don't have an accent. And first of all, it's very difficult to understand people on the phone when they have an accent. So, I mean, is this being outsourced to another country, or is this taking place in the United States?
This is taking place in the United States. However, I am not native, so I'm not sure. I apologize, I have an accent, but it's not something I can really help with.
No, I understand. I just really want to deal with a U.S. company.
Yeah, because by background, I'm from South Africa, then I moved to Illinois, and now I'm in New York. I moved, like, seven years ago. Nine years ago, yeah. So it's been 9 years since I've been in the U.S., and it's been 4 years since I've been working here. So I do honestly apologize for the experience that you've had. I can try to see if I can cater you in a better way, or I can, you know, put in a complete request, make a case towards the finance, and then we can see what we can work from there, okay?
Yep, that would be great.
Okay, well, let me put in a case in the finance and see what we can do about it. In the meantime, I would still suggest think about it just once, and if you want to give you just one more try, and see if we can work things out. You won't receive any calls or anything else from anyone.
I am done. Whether I get a refund or not, or if I have to get my attorney involved, then that's what I'll do. But I'm done. I have made up my mind. I don't want to deal with this anymore. It's way too stressful. It's really not even worth it at this point.
Okay. I'll put in the case in the finance, and I'll see what I can do. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Karen. Take care. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.